Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Although you see no water for miles around, you are, like us, marooned. You're stranded in this sad and lonely place called Barovia. To mix metaphors, we are incarcerated. The fog that surrounds us are the bars of our dungeon, and Baron von Strahd is our jailer. As far as I can tell, there is only one way out, and that is to kill Devil Strahd.
Hector, you look at what is left of your body.
That's a really bad.
One of your arms is almost entirely intact. The skin of your forearm has been peeled back to reveal sinew and muscle beneath.
Oh, good. That's disgusting.
You look down and you can see that your body has been removed from a bit above your belly button.
I took my penis.
He took my fucking dick.
What do you,
hang on, what do you mean? Wait. So, what?
Is he just top off?
Am I are one arm. You're from just above your belly button up, and then...
You Robocopping? Son of a bitch.
You don't know how much of a face you have left right now. Well, you would at least be aware that you are looking through one eye.
Okay.
Can I... Okay. I then, I guess, to test out what... Okay. All right. Okay.
Slowly you begin taking in the room.
Well, I don't think I would. Okay. Can I wiggle my fingers?
On which hand?
The hand I have.
The hand you have wiggles its fingers, yes.
Okay. I open and close. I try and basically wink, but not wink. But there's no... I want to blink with one eye. Which is technically a wink, yeah, but I'm not being saucy.
Which left or right?
I do my right eye first.
You attempt to wink your right eye and nothing happens.
And then I do my left.
Your entire vision blacks out and comes back.
That's cool. Can I move my tongue?
You attempt to open your jaw.
Oh, no.
What the fuck, Adam?
Oh, fuck.
What the fuck,
you realize that your tongue is hanging out of your mouth because you haven't a jaw.
But I can move my tongue.
Okay.
Okay.
It's going to be really hard to take down Strahd.
You just got to find most of Hector, which is not in this room.
It's become very complicated.
On the tables all around you, you can see what you imagine to be most of you has been dissected and taken apart.
Right.
I look around, actually.
You look around?
Is Gretchen around? I look around.
No one is in this room, save for one other entity. You hear them almost before you see them. Some, like... utensils get scattered about. You hear like a metal tray hit the floor and you wheel around to see Pep.
Oh, hi.
She's scrambling around. She looks over at you.
What did you do?
Awake.
Can I not eat?
Awake.
Can I want to work?
She taps you on the chest.
Well, I mean, that wouldn't hurt. I mean, it's all hurting anyway.
Yeah, exactly. What's the
difference?
It's a dull, aching throb, but it is not sharp and agonizing pain. She taps you in the chest, and you swing back and forth a little bit.
That's horrible.
Truly awful, Adam.
That's horrible stuff.
Uh-huh.
So long asleep. Asleep for so long. She tried to wake you up many times, many times.
Why would she do that?
Did Pip say?
I can't really.
He spoke. He spoke about me.
I kind of look around. Like,
did he say the letters? The letters? The letters? He did.
I
she turns away
I
and starts I just scrambling again.
Can't even nod.
No.
Yeah. Hey, kid.
You sleep for so long and I have so many questions.
Where's Gretchen? Where's Gretchen?
The woman?
I nod. I try to nod.
Below, far below the dungeons.
Is she okay?
I don't know. Oh. Maybe. Pep taps her chin. I don't think she's gotten to Gretchen yet. Gretchen?
I nod. Why?
Does Gretchen know Pip?
I shake my head. No.
Gretchen knows Pop.
No. I shake
well, if she
my
doesn't
head.
Know Pip, I mean.
I shake my head, no. Like,
then there must be Pop.
Must know Pop. Must know Pop.
No, if she doesn't know Pip or Pop, she must know Pop.
Must know
obviously.
Pop. Obviously.
Or Pap. Or...
how am I alive?
Hmm?
How am I alive?
I don't know.
A handshake.
Hmm?
A handshake.
What?
What now?
You hear footsteps of someone approaching, and Pep uh-oh. Says, "Oh, I'll be back. I'll be back. I'll be back.
I'll see you around."
Ivana walks into
fuck,
the room.
Dude.
You are awake.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Ivana lovingly caresses your cheek.
I don't move back.
Yeah.
Because I can't.
Yeah.
She leans in and she says, oh. I found them.
Where'd you find?
Your wings.
Oh.
Please, let me, she looks around, put you back together. My poor broken toy.
Why would you die?
My beautiful, she starts gently caressing both of your cheeks. My beautiful, wind up toy soldier. What? Hector, you experience a moment of excruciating pain.
Can I go unconscious?
And then blissful unconsciousness takes you again.
Thank you, Adam.
You are thank kind.
You kind man.
Wow. Okay.
Hector?
I gain a level in trauma.
Yeah.
Hector, you're standing in darkness, an abyss again.
Oh, okay. At least, I look, okay.
You can hear
okay.
bells.
Okay, at least, I can't, in the abyss, am I a fully bodied man?
You have your body in the abyss.
Okay, I just start, I guess, scrunching up, like, balling up my hands and just, like, yeah.
Mm.
Balling up and letting him go, balling up, letting him go, just like, mm-hmm.
You okay. hear bells.
Okay, I can talk. All right, I start rubbing my jaw. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, I just get... You know,
get reacquainted with your body.
You're just like,
you know?
You're patting your body because you're like, hey, I don't know where I am. This could be metaphysical. Mm. This could just be in my
in your head.
My little mind palace. Yeah. Like that, my mind palace is a void. That's good. Anywho.
Sometimes it's your childhood home.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Right. Bells. Bells. I look around for the bells. Or where the noise is.
The church that you grew up in.
The church.
You're just outside. You're nearly blinded for a moment. The sunlight beats down upon you. You're somewhere warm. Your skin feels warm. Your clothes feel warm. The earth beneath your boots feels warm.
Okay.
You look around. You see you're out the front of the church. The bells are tolling for midday, and you can tell that a service is happening inside the church.
This pannier is really shining today. I head towards the service.
All right, you step inside the church. Any iconography, it is identical. It is the church that you were raised in, that you were taught in. Any iconography of Pania is smeared. It's just a blur. You cannot see any iconography of the sun or of Pania anywhere here.
When I said Pania, did anything try and stop me?
Like, no.
Could I try and... Okay, that's good. Okay. That's good.
Didn't
that's
come good. Out as...
Yeah. You can see there are many people here.
I start darting around. I start looking at all the icons. I look at, like, maybe what I'm wearing, like the sun. Like
you would be wearing what would be a sun amulet, but it is smeared. You cannot... It's like you're wearing a smudge.
All right, okay. Okay.
There are many people here in robes. They are all quietly praying. You can see that there is a person leading the ceremony. You recognize this person. They are the person who spoke to you the last vision, but they look completely different. It's a man now. It's an old man with that friar tuck type hair.
Awesome.
He's wearing the robe, same robes as everyone else. He has the medallion, but it is also a smear. But this is the same person. This is the friend who spoke to you last time.
Friend, it is nice to see you here.
Hector!
Yes.
Please. He gestures to the pew at the front row.
Hey, had the strangest visions, I think. I don't know.
Hector.
Good to see you again.
You know they are not visions.
I was hoping I was the dreaming of reality.
The friar is taking your hands in his hands and he says, Hector, these visions are the lie. A comforting story for me to tell you while a terrible thing is done to you.
I mean, when you're saying that, it is reminding me of the terrible things that have happened to me. So it's not that comforting, to be honest.
He's kind of whiffing it.
Kind of. You could have really, really lent into that.
The friar sits down next to you. I wish, Hector, I could give you a happy moment from your past, but I fear you have none.
Hector sits in that for too long.
Hector, when was the only time, the last time you were happy? Happy for yourself.
It wasn't that long ago. I got strawberries for a friend.
A nice thing to do for someone else. But when are you going to look out for number one? And your friend taps you in the chest.
I did so much to save Iris. That was a good thing. I was happy that she was alive. I was happy that she was cured.
Happy for her. Happy for Pip. When have you been happy for Hector?
I saved the children that were bit.
Happy for the children, Hector. When were you happy for you?
The dog. I saved the dog from being sacrificed. That was...
Hector. Tearing so many parts of yourself off and giving them to others.
I spent time with the Burgemaster in Kutri. That was...
Burgemaster Tomac. Were you happy for her, happy for you?
To be honest, I think I was a little scared.
Hector, so selfless. You came all this way for a girl you knew for a week, maybe. How is Tiffany?
The last time I saw her, her father was a hero of, well, they say never meet your heroes.
You were putting yourself through all this for her. And then when you're done with this, you're going to go help her again?
Well, whatever has taken over Sir Grace is a threat to the nation, to the world.
How so?
He whatever was controlling the seer before.
You're so busy worried about everyone else, you forgot, Hector. You forgot to live.
Well, I look around. Well, maybe that is what happens when you are raised by the church. This is what happens when you are told that you are the front line against the demons and the devils that will be coming in to the world. That is what happens when you are told that you need to be the one to stop them. You don't have time to think of yourself.
Friend puts up his hands. I'm sorry, I'm just wearing the clothes. Hector, I feel like we've turned the corner. Look, hey, all I'm giving you right now is a piece of... And he says this like he's really happy with this line. I'm giving you a piece of friendly advice. Anyway, our time here is almost done.
Oh, no.
It's okay. Hector, the favor I promised you last time hasn't actually happened yet. This little thing, he says, and he gestures around, this is just a sign of goodwill almost. I'm not asking for anything for this.
Right, you wanted it.
But for the next thing.
You wanted a favor. I remember.
That I need a favor for.
What do you want?
What do I want?
Yeah.
Hector. I want what Penia wants. I want... What Eileen wants. Hell, I kind of want what Strahd wants. I want you back in the material plane.
That's something I guess we can all agree on.
You got to promise me, Hector, because I know you're going to be tempted to stay.
I look around.
Not here. He laughs. He maybe does laugh. Not here.
Tempted to stay where?
I've been in Barovia. You're going to be tempted to stay because you're going to see all the pains of Barovia and you're going to want to try and help them. But Hector, all I need you to do, the favor I want, is for you to help yourself. All right. He taps you on the shoulder. I'll see you. Don't forget, all you need to do if you want to talk to me is call for a friend.
Call for a friend. Save myself.
That's what I am, Hector. I'm your friend. I'm the only one who's going to tell you what a friend should tell you to look out for number one.
Feels very counterintuitive to everything else I have been taught.
Hector, you wake up. Once again, every part of you is agony.
Okay, I don't open my eyes just yet.
Mm. Yeah.
I listen out. I try to feel. I try to be like, what the fuck? I move my tongue.
You can move your tongue. It's inside a mouth.
Thank God.
Okay, all right. Then I open my eyes.
Yeah. You open your eyes, uh-huh. And Hector, you scream, but for a different reason than last time.
Oh, no.
You scream because Pep is so close to you that when you open your eyes, your eyelashes brush hers.
You're giving each other butterfly kisses.
She's a kobold, right?
Yeah.
Where's a snout?
In your mouth.
She rocks her head backwards. Awake!
Hello.
Awake.
I can talk. Can I try and move my hand to like rub my jaw? Can I do that?
You attempt to move your hand,
uh-huh.
And it does not reach your jaw, not because you don't have one, but because you are strapped Frankenstein's monster-esque to a table.
Great. Yes, I'm awake. I try to move my head. Is my head strapped down as well?
Your head is also strapped down, but you have a little bit of give, enough give to get an idea of what you're looking at.
Okay. Can I move my
head? Hector, you are no longer your body. You can see stitched lines all over you.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Hector, you see pieces from all sorts of creatures.
What am I? Okay. I matter. Is there equivalent of us, like, yeah, the Jesus Christ of the Penia pantheon of just like, you know, like, oh, bones above.
Yeah,
or,
yeah, yeah.
You know, something like
is
that.
Is there a Penia equivalent?
Is there a Penia equivalent?
Fucking suns. No, you can make one up.
Suns and stars?
Suns and stars, I think. It's already been used. I think suns and stars is maybe already established.
Suns and stars. What is if? Oh, what has happened? I just take a breath.
I free you, Pip says. She doesn't care. I free you. You tell Pip. Pip comes and saves me.
Why don't you come with me?
I can't, she says. She taps the disc that you realize is the bottom half of the device that Ivana was holding on to. I can't, she says, and she taps it.
What is that?
Wait. She kills me if I leave. She kills me. But Pip can help. Pip will help. One more letter.
One more letter.
Pep says. And then she reaches a claw into a pouch and produces a wet piece of paper, which she stuffs into your pocket.
I'll make sure that Pip gets it.
Pip will read the letter. Uh-huh. Mm. Pip will love me instead of Pop.
I don't think he loves Pop.
Pip will love me instead of Pop.
Of course.
And then Pip will come and Pip will save.
What is the... I kind of... tried a gesture to the little bulb thing, but she did that to me. What is
it? I take it out.
I look at what she's holding. Wait, that is in me? Wait, that was in me?
Pep.
Wait, what is happening?
Pep lowers herself down a little bit, clambers down your body, and you see that there is an identical one over your chest, where your heart would be. It attaches to your heart and kills you if you disobey, and it makes you obey sometimes as well. She does many things through it. I don't understand. But I'll get yours out. Then Pep wraps a hand around the sides of it, and planting her feet firmly against the table, she pulls.
I was about to be like, why don't you do it to your...
Hector, Hector.
Uh-huh.
Time freezes. Everything stops moving. And then you hear a voice from behind you. You can't see, just a voice as if someone was standing behind you. And the voice says, Hector, yes. It's friend. Here's where the favor comes in. So, she's about to kill you.
What is
attached to your heart, Hector?
What is this expression of?
It's kind of
pained.
Quiet resignation.
quiet resignation mixed with like, oh, of course, yeah. They haven't figured it out. She's just as clever as Pip.
Yeah. Okay.
She's about to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to tear your heart out.
Mm.
That happens. Look, hey, no one knows the future, but I'm pretty confident that what's left of your corpse is going to get amalgamated into a bunch of different flesh golems.
Well, it's nice that I guess I live on.
One of your arms might cave in Keening's head. I'm not sure on that. That gets murky. But if you want, we can make a little deal. I've already told you what I want.
Mm-hmm.
And in exchange, this doesn't kill you.
I mean, you see, I don't really have much leverage here. Wait, Keening?
Keening. He's alive right now.
Yes.
In a manner of speaking.
He's in a
rough spot right now, Hector.
What do you mean he's in a rough spot? Why is he in a rough spot?
Father Lemek is not a friend.
Oh, he's up against... I look to the still image of Pep holding this device, which is almost tearing my heart out.
You realize, as you look at Pep, time hasn't stopped. It's just moving very, very slowly.
I mean, I feel, friend, that we really should stop meeting like this. But okay.
All right.
But okay. I guess this is the second time you'll have witnessed me do something for me.
Attaboy. Time resumes its normal pace. Hector, Pep rips the device out of your chest. You see the tips of those tendrils come away with little pieces of heart, but not your heart.
Oh, God.
And it looked like it were... There is the tendrils have this, they're kind of frozen in place. They have the appearance as if they had been wrapped around something perfectly heart-shaped.
Wow.
Pep lands in a heap on her butt.
Do me a favor, Pep. Do not do that to anyone else. But thank you.
Pep starts chewing at your binds.
Pep's so scary, man.
In very ways, very similar.
One
to
hand
you,
is free.
Brother. Okay, I got. I use that hand. No, okay. It's like when you try to take a toy off a doll. Okay, no, you've got it.
Another hand is free.
Okay,
She clambers her way along the table. You realize she's coming through your neck.
Okay, look, I've got this one. How stitched am I? I'm not okay. What is still originally me?
Mm. The parts that I was describing before, everything else is new.
Oh.
Hector, once you were free...
I got new someone penis. Else's penis.
New penis, new butthole.
Oh, man.
Nice. Nice, dude.
Is it at least better?
Hector, once you are free, mm-hmm. you can sit up and swing yourself off the table. As you do so, your body moves with a new strength and litheness.
Oh, okay.
You are unaccustomed to this new body, and you nearly topple forwards when you sit up. You realize you are stronger now, different.
That's very strange. But this,
And naked, I'm assuming?
And naked as the day you were born.
What's the penis sitch?
Yeah.
Highs or lows?
Oh, no.
No, Adam.
No, Adam, no.
Adam, no. Highs. Lows. I will spend any number of good boy cards right now, Adam.
You going lows?
Do I need to spend a good boy card? I will trade whatever
you
want.
Lows?
Yeah, I do. Do I? Okay.
You want lows?
Yes.
Yeah? We're going lows? Going lows?
Help a fella out here.
Take
Adam,
him once.
Yeah.
Twice. You got to be on our
Adam.
Side for
three
this,
times.
Dude.
Adam. Just going lows?
Yeah.
It's about as good as it was before.
Okay. Hey. Okay. That's honestly, okay. Take okay. it. Okay. Double or nothing.
I'll go double or nothing.
No, 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 no.
Make you a Ken doll.
No, 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 no.
We're okay. We're good.
You say about as good, like about as in, it's a little bit worse or a little bit better.
It, I mean,
or is it like better in some way?
Like different.
Tighter balls, longer foreskin.
You'd have to wait till you got next got an erection and have a tape measure to know the difference.
Okay. Oh, that's not too bad. That's not too bad.
Okay, we're all right. So, like, you know, Hector was purple.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
What are the, like, we're looking around. Is it, am I looking like, well, that's human, that's a bit elf, this is a bit
pretty much
orcish.
Yeah.
He's like a little patch quilt. Yeah.
Okay.
Hector, can I try and, he's definitely something else.
Yeah.
He is something. Can I lay of hands or something? Am I wounded?
You feel no connection to the divine, Hector.
Okay. Can I,
You're not sure where it happened. Maybe it was the conversation with friend in the church. Maybe it was remembering your childhood. Maybe it was something that Ivana did. But you feel no connection to the divine. You do still, however, feel Eileen. She, you would not describe as the divine, but there is a connection to something ancient and sinister that you can still feel. While your soul no longer has this divine connection, Hector, your body feels stronger and different now. Hector, you lose all paladin levels and you instead gain fighter levels.
Ooh. Oh my god.
Summon a spear into my hand.
You feel Eileen's presence like a poison through your veins, slipping down from your shoulder into your arm, into your hand. You see as the skeletal structure beneath your flesh is revealed, and it looks very different to what it was before. You can see metal grafts keeping bone together. Jesus. And the spear appears in your hand.
All right. Okay. I try to remember any basic training of going up in the knighthood, Knight of the Cloth. Where's Gretchen? I ask Pep.
You look around. Pep's gone.
I look around the room.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything? A loincloth at this point?
Yeah, some pants.
No, you've seen some no
pants.
Equipment.
No, okay. What else is around here? Is it just one room? Is it one door to the an exit?
There is one door, yes. It is closed. It is I say one door. It is two doors in one doorway.
Mm-hmm.
There is, you know how there's, you know, a fly screen?
Yeah. Mm.
Imagine a metal grate door that exists as a fly screen over a wooden door.
Oh. All right. I'm assuming Pep went through that. Otherwise, I'm not assuming that because it didn't open.
She might be hiding under a. Who knows?
You can, if you want, take a closer look of the room.
I look around.
You literally just looked around. That's
yeah,
all you
I
did.
Maybe do a deeper scan of the room and maybe call out, but quietly.
Yeah.
Pep.
You, a deeper scan of the room as you walk around. You do more than just a boy look. You actually move things aside.
Uh-huh.
And as you're doing that, you spot that there is kind of like an air vent, you might describe it. There is a hole where you are in. It feels like you're inside a tree.
Right.
The walls all around you are bark and wood, but not like planks of wood. Like a tree grew like this. And there is a gap, a hole. And as you look into that hole, you can't see her, but you can hear Pep crawling through.
I maybe like, Pep.
Good luck.
Where's Gretchen?
Get you, Pip.
Where's
Give him letter.
Where's Gretchen?
Gretchen below. Get you, Pip. Pip, help me. Pip loved me more than Pop.
I'm like, how
do I get out? Good luck.
Can I read the letter, the wet letter?
You take out the wet letter. It has a wax seal that you would need to break.
Oh, he would never put it back in.
That's funny.
Okay. All right. Below. I look around the door. Can I, is it openable? Is there anything else in the room that I can try and?
There's all those tables I said before, mm-hmm. but they have been wiped clean. It is a surgical level of cleanliness in this room. There are tools, medical tools, but none of them would be as effective a weapon as your spear.
Okay. All right. Okay. I go towards the door and
it opens for you as you approach.
I keep walking.
Both doors unlock themselves and spring open for you. You walk into a corridor. Pip.
Yes.
You spend the night in the Vistani camp?
Yeah. It's nothing really that I... Unless anybody talks to me, I don't talk to anybody else.
You can see Iona is very anxious. She paces up and down a bunch. Mm. You can see she's kind of muttering to herself. Every now and then she starts flipping through a book and she writes down little notes in her own book.
Okay. If I say that, I might kind of approach her and like watch her for a bit and then be like, concerned?
Concerned? What would I be concerned about?
You're just sort of pacing back and forth, very agitated.
It's
an agitating time. I get it.
Yes, she says. Yes, it is agitating.
Is it a sort of an antsiness to get inside?
Elenia, it has been a year, more than, since I have seen her last. I did not know that she was alive. Thank you, by the way.
Hey. Yeah.
Is that with sarcasm?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was sarcasm.
Right. Yeah.
It's okay. I'm sorry. I am sorry. Pip, you are the dog who has been punished enough.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you think that way. Or I'm glad you feel that way.
It does not help us at this point to continue to kick you like this.
Yeah. I mean, I appreciate that. And you know, even though the circumstances are different, you know, we are in the same boat in that I haven't seen Keening in, well, longer than a year, really. Or, I mean, I have seen him, but I haven't spoken to him properly. You know, there is some reconciliation or
I understand
confrontation.
Yes. I must apologize for my role in that.
I understand
when Keening came to Kuchari, I did not understand that there was affection between.
Well, I mean, he wouldn't have, you know, it's not on you.
I need you to understand that it was much happened in Kuchari last year, and there was a lot there.
Hey, like I've already said, I don't blame you and I don't blame him.
Mm.
You know, it hurts, but I understand why it happened. I guess I just wanted to say that I know how it feels to be nervous to see your other for the first time in a long time.
You're Azea.
Well, yes, Keening for myself.
Well, I understand. Well, I
Elenil for you.
Yes, she says. Yes, there is. I did well for me and Elenil. There is a lot. It is a very confident relationship. I just had. What have you told him of your feelings?
Oh, as in, like how I?
Yes.
I mean, I think he knows. I mean,
have you said the words?
Iona, I've never said the words.
Never?
To anyone.
To anyone?
Yeah.
How old are you?
I don't know. Somewhere in my 40s, I think.
Not even, we use this word to mean many things. You have not used it in any context?
I suppose in my life I've met more people that I've hated. So,
what a sad way to live.
I don't know. I think a lot of it's out of my control. You don't know the people I grew up with.
This is true. I did not know the people you grew up with. Were they worse than here in Barovia?
Ever think about that? Define worse, I suppose.
This is an unhelpful line of inquiry, and perhaps even outright rude on my part.
No, it's fine.
But you feel this way of Keening?
If a lizard could sweat, I would be. I think so. How do you know it's not just that they feel that way about you?
You ask if you are not simply reflecting what they are feeling about you.
Well, if someone, say, as well as having never said those words, had never heard those words.
How do you be the first one to say?
Yeah, or when you do hear those words or feel that feeling from somebody, how do you know? Yes.
There is no small amount of courage that must be taken. It is, there is no way to put oneself out there other than to put oneself out there. You need not say all the words. You might find a creative way of saying it. But that is not to say that you dance around the words. You say what you mean. And if you want, you can be poetic about it.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm the most poetic person in...
Then I would say you should say the words.
It's very, very easy for you to say. I mean...
I do not think so.
I mean, you told me back at Kuchery that for you, saying those words is easy. It comes to you very naturally.
And it has hurt me in the past.
Yeah, well.
It is easy to say, but not so easy to feel.
Mm.
It hurts to have a heart that is open.
Yeah. It's one of the benefits of a heart that is closed. But, you know, that comes with its own problems.
A ship at port is safe, but that is not what ships are for.
Yeah. And what if you say the words and you don't hear them in return? How do you come back from that? How could anybody?
Iona sits down. I have heard the words, or their absence, many times. You live. It hurts, but you live.
I'll take your word for it.
It's okay, Pip, if you don't know how to move on. You can start with something simple, like not going back.
I'd say Pip has probably reached the point in this conversation where to stay...
She maybe picks up on that
Yeah.
She stops talking to you.
Well, I think Pip just stiffens. Well, yep. Okay. Good chat, Iona. I'll see you in the morning. Mm-hmm. I'm going to head back to the camp. And
if I were you?
Take a... Yeah.
If I were you, I would stay up tonight thinking of the words.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I'm pretty bushed. So, you know, it's been a long... We went through the tree realm and that was a whole thing. I mean, it's fading now, thank God, but I'm time for me to hit the sack, I think, Iona. And you know, all this conversation between, I mean, like, this was strictly confidential, just between us gals, just...
If I live to be 100,000 years old, Pip Mandarin, not another soul will hear of this conversation.
Okay. All right, you have a great night, Iona. Thanks for the chat. Sweet dreams.
As you walk away, you hear Iona plucking at a lute.
Yeah.
And you hear her say, you hear her singing, Pip Mandarin, a heart of gold is heavy to hold.
Nope. It became too much. She took it too far.
There's a quite clear, like, an edge to what she's singing. Like, she knows she's making fun of you right now.
Yeah.
You don't get the impression that she's actually writing a song.
Mm-hmm.
You get the impression she's just playing a joke on you.
I like to think I just go up to like Muriel and just start chatting to her to just completely say, sometimes a raven. pretty cool.
Muriel, as you wander over, you see she had a little book open. And she maybe had that book open with, do you know that old man's name yet?
No. Absolutely not.
You would have heard about him in passing at least. He is the patriarch of the Mardukov family, and the, as you have discovered, the leader of the Way of the Feather, the Were-Raven underground resistance against Strahd. Davian Mardukov.
Davian.
Okay. Davian Mardukov.
Is that a
Davian and Muriel are sitting in a hushed silence. Okay. As you walk over, you sit next to them. You see Muriel has a book open and you can see that the book is it's open to a family tree and you immediately, after only one sentence, you immediately clock that they are discussing who is alive and dead and making funeral preparations.
Oh, no. Tell me my one sentence isn't, so you're a raven sometimes, pretty cool.
I think it might unfortunately have been.
So you're a raven sometimes, pretty cool. Oh, sorry.
Muriel.
Ah, pruning some, pruning the family tree.
Pruning the family tree. Sorry, didn't mean to say that.
Muriel, that came out wrong.
Yeah. Muriel gives you a look that if you had been on one hit point would have killed you.
Okay. Maybe I'd go get some firewood or just leave.
Yes, Muriel says. I think you should leave.
Okay. Pip, I guess I just go into the woods and just stand like if there's like the firelight and everybody illuminated by it, I'm like 5 meters back.
It takes you... And this is so funny. It takes you a moment, a beat, to realize that there is a figure but sitting cross-legged next to you or near you.
Yeah.
You look over and you see quietly sitting, staring out at the fire, not saying or doing anything, is a Gogash.
Oh, my God. Sorry if you didn't mean to impose. Not coming over for a chat. I'll get out of your hair. Crazy night. Where to go next?
Pip.
Mm-hmm.
Pip, you have a very difficult night.
Yes, absolutely. I guess I go
you
to
gain the benefits of a short rest?
Hey, I'll take it. Whoo! Okay.
Mm-hmm. The next day, you are, well, not breaking camp because this camp's kind of largely
it's kind of
permanent.
A permanent situation.
You're having maybe a bland porridge breakfast with Muriel, it's just you. Yeah, you, Muriel, and Iona are having a very bland porridge breakfast as that place that you know a Gogash is.
Mm-hmm.
You see as a Gogash stands up and starts walking into the camp again.
Okay.
This time, probably he causes a bit more of a commotion because there's no such thing as the sun in Barovia, but it is ostensibly speaking daytime. So a lot of people spot as he just suddenly stands
kind of rises
up
and walks in.
And that does startle a bunch of people, but no one pays him too much mind.
Mm-hmm. Does he kind of join us?
Yeah. He stands expectantly waiting nearby.
So. Oh, Gogash, you seem to have some kind of handle on the situation. What's it looking like in there?
It is unpleasant.
Yeah.
To be outside is to endure a cold, cold time. For me, it batters against my hide, my skin. I would say it is uncomfortable for me, but for the three of you, it would be hazardous to stay exposed. We may have to move from building to building. Each one could contain cultists who would resist our advance. They will fight against us with a fervor unseen and unheard of. We will make our way to where I last understood Keening to be, and then from there we will either find him immediately or fan out in search.
Right, okay.
If we meet the Burgermaster, be wary. His deity has given him terrible powers.
Right, okay.
He will be difficult to contain. Once he and his god are dealt with, then we will need to turn to matters of Valakar's future, at which point things may indeed become complicated.
Right, we could.
As my master, and perhaps you, will have conflicting views. Do you have any method of contacting Keening?
He contacted me in a dream most recently. Other than that,
well, actually, before I say that, is that the kind of thing that's like maybe dangerous information to give a Gogash?
I wouldn't feel like everything would be.
Yes. Well, I mean, it would be very, it's potentially very helpful in that that information might be the sort of thing where a Gogash could then give you good advice, but it is also information that a Gogash could use against you in the future.
I don't say that. I go,
okay.
No, no, not that I know of.
Well, then we must just find him in the mundane form.
Okay.
The town guard, as I am aware, will mostly be fighting for the Burgomaster.
But there might be some.
There might be some elements.
Kind of pocket of resistance.
Do not assume that everyone there will be hostile to us, but certainly there will be hostile elements.
Right. Don't shoot on sight. We're going to need somebody to run the town.
How well are you known by the people of Valakai? My last recollection before I was slain is that you were not popular within the village. Has that changed?
Well, I mean, we did destroy a big tree that was on the way to destroy. No, it hasn't.
Most people will recognize you on sight, so there will not be much deception that we can perform. He gestures to Iona and Muriel.
Mm-hmm.
The two of you may be afforded some element of secrecy, as you are not as well known. Unfortunately, your proximity to Pip endangers you. I suggest, should it come to it, you kill him in exchange for your own safe passage. I will certainly be planning the same. Not that I fear I will need it.
Okay.
Rest assured, though, he's speaking just to Iona and Muriel. Rest assured, though, should I slay Pip, or should I watch you slaying Pip? Our alignment is not necessarily in jeopardy. His life is meaningless.
Counterpoint.
As are yours.
Counterpoint. Keening is quite fond of me. And were I to die, that might damage your... If he's instrumental to getting rid of Father...
He's important.
Yeah. Yes. Slaying me like that might complicate things.
A Gogash puts an arm, a hand, sorry, on your shoulder and speaks as if he's reassuring, as if he's like, no, he's speaking almost as if he's like, you're a child and you don't understand something about the world. Pip, you must understand, I don't care.
All right, noted. Fair enough.
In any case, we head for the blacksmith where you, I believe, found that sigil.
Yes, summon. Yes, God. Feels like a million years ago.
We will head to the blacksmith, to the tanner and the blacksmith. We will break our way in if we must, fight our way in if we must, and then from there we will fan out.
Okay.
A Gogash leads the way.
All right, I'm ready. Can I, is there like a point where I can just like fall back with just a Gogash?
Well, Gogash is up the front, so you can jog up to him.
Move up to Gogash. And I go, I don't know if you're allowed to tell me this, but what of Hector?
Hector?
Is he safe?
I understand.
Is he well?
I understand the master has some plans with him. The last I had heard, though, is that he is somewhere in the north, traveling with Rahadin.
Okay. So not quite there yet?
No, not at Castle Ravenloft, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, yeah, but you have more current information.
Kind of, but it was in the tree realm, so...
It was in tree realm,
fading
that's
slightly. maybe as he says that to me, mm-hmm. my memory of Hector being taken away by a bunch of horrible mechanical Spider-Men sort of swims to the surface from my period in Tree Realm, and I kind of like shake my head with Rahadin. Safe with Rahadin?
Last I heard. That is, however, potentially out of date.
Well, I mean, obviously we have no allegiance to one another. I mean, you'll kill me at the drop of a hat, but if you find anything else out, you know, about how he's doing, I'd like to know.
I will inform you if I can. I mean,
I imagine you have no allegiance to him anymore.
The master needs him alive for his own reasons.
Yeah, of course.
And you are...
superfluous.
Yeah. I will give you information. Do not fear. Rest assured in this, Pip. You mean nothing. You are nothing, Pip. You are so small to escape the notice of large entities like myself. The small fish goes back into the lake.
It's hard to remember liking you, Gogash. I'll tell you that much.
I wish I could say the same.
All right. Well, I guess I'll keep following Gogash and get ready to be taken into the ethereal realm.
Gogash, as you get to the edge, just before, just as if you were about to step through that boundary and be inside that globe, just before then, Gogash stops. You see he plants his feet very firmly on the floor, and then he puts his hand, he points as if he's pointing at something. He points down at the ground, drags his finger up, and as he does so, it's like he's tearing a hole in the fabric of reality. Mm. And then when he reaches the top, it's like curtains made out of the material realm. Well, you're not in the material realm.
Yeah.
But it's like curtains made out of reality. He pulls it apart and offers for the three of you to step through.
I do so.
Iona, Muriel follow you, and then Gogash steps behind.